It's time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Friday. That means we're talking to Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, welcome into the studio.
Thank you. Happy Friday. Can confirm the rain has started.
Oh, it has. Yeah, I've got the blind down here in the studio, so I can see out there, but I can't see that it has started raining. Were you biking in the rain?
I was not today. I was running a little late, as you know, which is why we got to hear that song by Schooner earlier. I was actually just coming from a really nice time having coffee at Open Eye Cafe with our Congresswoman Valerie Fushi, which was very kind of her to take the time out of her personal day.
Very nice. How's Valerie doing?
She's doing great. She's very busy. I think she's learning, as comes as no surprise, that being in Congress is a very busy time. So she's headed back to D.C. this weekend for a couple weeks of meetings.
Yeah, I'm sure you experienced some version of this also, where you're kind of aware of what a position does, and then you get into that position and there's like 1,000 things you didn't know that you were supposed to be doing that you're doing. I'm sure you had a version of that as mayor.
That is absolutely right.
I was surprised to hear that when I talked to Chris Blue, who's transitioning from being chief of police to interim town manager. He was like, what's the biggest surprise for you? And he said, I am so much busier as town manager, which was a little bit surprising to me as well.
Yeah, that's got to be an interesting transition for him, too. I was in a meeting with Manager Blue a couple weeks ago, and it was my first time in a meeting with him as the manager. And I kept having to resist calling him chief.
Well, Brighton ran into him and referred to him as town manager, and he was very quick to correct him. It's interim town manager. I think he's seeing the light at the end
Fair
of that
enough.
Tunnel, perhaps. Speaking of local government, of course, let's get back into Carrboro. And there was a work session. The thing that caught my eye on that work session was a parking study for downtown parking. So what did we learn about downtown parking in Carrboro?
Yeah, well, parking is a favorite topic of Carrboro's all the time. This is actually a study that was done, I guess, not super recently. It was in the last year or two. What we were really getting from staff was an update on the counts from that study. Just one of the recommendations from the study was to continue doing counts on a regular basis so that we understand how parking is shifting through the town over time in the town. And as we add or remove various parking lots and so on. And so, as you know, the big change that will be coming to downtown in Carrboro is the 203 project, which will include a new parking deck. That's going to be a big change to our parking landscape in Carrboro. So we would just want to be keeping a good regular eye on how that shapes the way that people access our downtown, and in particular, in this case, how they park in the downtown.
Have any trends emerged through that counting so far?
Honestly, the kind of interesting thing to me, which I hope is a takeaway for most people watching, is that the trends are that things are pretty, the phenomena that we see around parking in Carrboro are pretty stable, which is to say that there is quite a bit of parking capacity in Carrboro. A lot of that parking capacity is on private property, but even in the publicly controlled parking lots, there is capacity throughout most periods of the day on most days. So what we want to understand is where the hot spots are and how we can better manage our existing supply.
And as I recall, when that parking deck is done, there is a lot of people doing some kind of minor league wringing of hands over the surface parking lot going away there by Open Eye. But there's actually going to be more parking on that location. Is that correct by the time the whole project's done?
That is absolutely true. There will be more parking on the 203 property than there was before that lot went away. Of course, there will also be a new library and some other uses there. So that will be taking up some of that capacity. But, the parking study had a number of recommendations related to it. We also had a little bit of conversation about the 203 project in particular. Hoping that we can encourage our partners in the county, the 203 is a partnership between the county and the town, that we're using that parking wisely. And again, getting back to this theme of managing our existing supply of parking well and wisely. And that means using it primarily to help people who are coming downtown not sit in those spots for too long, right? So that we could turn over customers for our local businesses. And also things like, finding other places for our public employees to park so that they're not taking up those kind of prime spots. So we'll see. There are a number of recommendations that came out of the study. It included effective enforcement of our supply, which we need to start doing. There was general consensus on the council that we need to start enforcing our time limits. And it is, paid parking in Carrboro is coming. The how and the when is what's up in the air, but we have given pretty clear direction to staff that we want to see some specific proposals for that coming to us next.
And what's the, like, I guess what's the end game on that paid parking? Because the next question I was going to ask was going to be, you know, sort of right up your alley about, of course, we need to have parking, but we also want to be encouraging other forms of transportation, both around town and within town. What with the paid parking, is the goal to encourage more alternative transportation? Is it simply to raise revenue to maintain the facilities that parking happens in currently? What's the end game there?
Sure. Both enforcing our parking restrictions and having a paid parking program are all ultimately about managing our supply of parking so that we don't have either too little parking, which is not the case today, despite some appearances or arguments otherwise. And I think just as important, if not more so, not having too much parking, because as you said, parking, driving to downtown is one way of getting to downtown. There are a lot of other ways to get to downtown, to get to our businesses and churches and other places and town hall and all of these other things that people come downtown for that don't involve driving. And as you also hinted at, we want to make it easier for people to get downtown in ways that don't involve driving. We want to move away from a car-centric culture. And one way to do that is by effectively managing our parking. So having paid parking, you asked what the end game is partly about managing our supply, right? If we have a dynamic pricing model in our downtown around parking, that means that we're encouraging people to take on better parking habits. I mean, but it also means that we're generating revenue, as you suggested, to help pay for things like the 203 project parking deck or the leases that we currently hold on other parking lots around the downtown. There are costs associated with maintaining parking in downtown. Those are costs that are borne by the taxpayers of Carrboro, and we can find better ways to manage those costs.
That's the familiar voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and if you listen this time each week, you hear his voice to get your weekend started. And I want to keep talking. I'm going to get a little bit in the weeds here, but I want to keep talking about...
I like the weeds.
especially when it comes to, like... the systems of government in our local municipalities, right?
Yes.
So we've been, I had a pretty long conversation with Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry about system development fees, as that's a thing that Pittsboro is wrestling with the, you know, massive amount of development that they have coming in the very immediate future. And I just kind of wanted to hear from some other leaders in other communities about how the system development fee works and you know, how that gets, what that fee is, how that gets set, and how that is a tool for a town to help manage the development in the town.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not familiar with that particular term, so I can't tell you how that works in Carrboro. If it works at all, it may not apply. If the question is about the development review process in general and how we make that easier and better on the town, you know, we have... a process in Carrboro today that requires, you know, development applications to come through the town's planning department. They pay fees for those, for that process. And so they're responsible for bearing the cost of that process as sort of a user fee in when they submit an application to the town. We don't have a structure really beyond that in Carrboro today that manages the development process from a cost side. We impose a lot of, I think developers would, many developers and builders would agree that we impose a lot of costs on the development process simply by making it quite onerous. And as you know, both Chapel Hill and Carrboro are sort of notorious for the burdens of the development review process.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We got a little bit of time left. Is there anything going on around the community or anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't yet gotten to?
I don't have anything in mind about events in the community. I know I'm trying to use this weekend to do some fun things on my own, so it won't be a lot of community events for me this weekend, although there are a couple of things going on, including some just some general community organization events going on, like hoping to visit with the Breakfast Club tomorrow. But, you know, other than that, just fun stuff. There are a couple of Carrboro bands playing over in Durham this weekend that I hope to see, and things like that.
Good weekend to do fun things in the area for sure. I'm actually making my first trip to Carowinds, the amusement park, and I was keep noticing in the weather report the high of 47 degrees on the day that I'm going to be there. So my son won't mind, but I might mind.
Well, this is the sort of fits and starts of spring in North Carolina, I guess.
That's right. I'm still making my first trip through the calendar here, and I was not expecting so much cold weather this deep into March.
Yeah, it'll be over soon.
I'm sure it will, and I'll be wistful for it in no time. That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Good stuff as always. Thank you for coming in, and I look forward to next week.
Good to see you.